Hello everyone, it's me, Connor Carney, and this is just a quick heart-to-heart to say thank you not only for continuing to tune into the show, but also for getting in touch and reviewing the podcast. I really appreciate all of your feedback, so please, if you haven't already, do feel free to email me with any suggestions or queries that you may have. For those of you who need it, my email address is connor@jetbooks.ie. I hope you have enjoyed season four, yes, four of Irish Business Builders. We've had some incredible guests on the show this season, and here are just a few great insights.
So much of what we did was kind of emails and calls, and everything was lost, you know. So once we kind of set up a way that even our sales that come through, essentially it's a CRM system. So then all of a sudden being like, oh, did you talk to that client? Did I talk to that client? And it was just a mess. Whereas now, if it's all kind of structured and I can check in, and even if I'm, you know, minding my baby that day, but I can go in and see, oh, that's an interesting lead. I'll give them a call, you know, and all of that. So I, even though I'm a designer, I kind of actually am quite into like tech and, you know, I built the website initially and I was really into SEO. And I think that was actually how we ended up as well as the business group. You know, we got a lot of business was through our site and kind of building the tagging and all of that. So I'm kind of just like, I suppose, a bit of a secret nerd.
To try and stand back and say, to try and get a perspective on things rather than a perception of them, I started reading, and I started reading philosophy and psychology to understand, you know, how do I think about how I think. And I stumbled across probably some Stoic philosophy, and probably the most important book that I've read for me was Viktor Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning, because in that he said, you don't get to control what happens to you in life, but you do get to control how you think about and how you react to what happens to you in life. And that was an empowering moment for me, because it said to me that you're in control of how you think about this. You are not a victim.
There's a certain point where there has been just the two of us, and you nearly need fresh energy and other people to kind of bounce ideas off and to kind of create that momentum that was there in the beginning. But you can kind of stagnate a little bit after a while where you're doing the same thing, and you can just feel like that frustration creeps in, and it can, you kind of, I think you just reach a point where you realize you need something else to get to the next level.
I had to kind of restart things again, but you know, you just pick yourself up. Lots of setbacks in my career and knockbacks even personally. And I think, you know, when we look at our life map, there's lots of those dots around, right? And I think the real mark of the individual is how you recover, how you dust yourself down, and how you get back on the horse. And that's something that gives me real confidence to think about and to get past these setbacks.
You can give tough feedback, but you can do it in a kind way. It's not about not making tough decisions or whatever, but I've really learned through the highs and lows of my life the importance of kindness and compassion to oneself and to people around one in life. I think this world sorely needs, you know, just more kindness and more compassion and more empathy and more understanding, because it's, the world is very polarized at the moment. I'm hoping that with what we're doing at my menopause center, it will help with that kindness and compassion. But I think as a leader, and I think very often that's seen as a woman's thing, you know, it's a bit soft. I think you can be demanding and results orientated, but you can do it with kindness.
We're going to take a short break to line up more conversations with Irish entrepreneurs and business builders. Make sure you hit subscribe wherever you're listening to this, and I'll be back soon.